for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hello, all you pickled quills.
It's hump day.
And we're here to poo in the street.
We're going
to
talk about some shit a little bit.
And deviated rectums.
Yep, we talk about the champion of all pizza makers.
Yep, and becoming a vegetable.
Today's episode is brought to you by deviatedrectums.com.
And the Amish police.
And Steamy Dicks. He's cleaning up his sister for the factory tampon. He's a new world man. He's a new world man.
Hello, and then welcome everybody to the Indy 500.
That's right. We cut off the tits of 250 Indians.
Yep.
It's the Indianapolis 500. 420 is over, and we're still laughing about
423.
The rush is rush. Those guys had some funny lyrics. But
they did.
Anyway, we're rocking some Poison ID in the background because they played up in Portland this last weekend.
And, dude, they've been around forever.
I know. They're like in the Portland Hall of Fame. Didn't they get in the Portland Hall of Fame or something?
I think they did.
I think we talked about that about 6 months ago. We didn't know that existed, but apparently there is a Portland Hall of Fame. So to hell with Kiss and Nirvana. We like us some Poison ID.
No, yeah, it's hump day.
Too. I love it. It is hump day. Get out there and do some humping. Stick it in.
Buy a camel. When was the last time you bought a camel?
I bought a pack of camels once.
Mm-hmm. Would you walk a mile?
You know how many camels are in a pack?
Would you walk a mile for a camel cigarette or a crocodile? Which would you travel a mile for first?
Not for a crocodile, because I don't have no business with a crocodile. I could ride a camel around for fun,
mm-hmm.
and try to dodge his spit balls, because that they spit on you. But
I've seen a camel up close.
Now, have you ever seen what they call a pack of dogs?
A pack of wild dogs, or just a pack of dogs? I've seen like many dogs at once.
How many constitutes a pack? Like five? If there was a pack, if you saw four dogs, would you? That's an odd thing. If they were traveling together, would that be considered a pack?
I'm not sure.
Well, you guess you're going to look it up, because I want to know how many pack is a pack of camels. Because I
20.
Know it's not 20. No, it's not 20. That's my point. It's not going to be 20, because that's too many camels. If you saw 20 camels just riding along, or whatever they do, walking through the desert, I guess that's what camels do.
I think it would be eight.
Eight camels is a pack?
No, dogs.
Oh.
Because of the hot dog. Eight hot dogs in a pack.
Plus the Iditarod. I think they'd run eight or six or something like that. A pack of dogs. Excuse me. We're going to go get some pizza here in a little while from our favorite pizza place called Pizza Now. It's awesome. They're down on the corner of Queen and Hill. You can call them up at 928-0900 and order the monthly special or any of their awesome other things. They got like breadsticks, and they got cinnamon frosted like dessert pizza thing. What's it called? Cinnabread?
Yeah, Cinnabread, dude. That stuff is good, dude, delicious.
They've also got pizza balls.
And pizza balls are good too.
Or as they say over there, they call them pizza bowls.
One or more dogs makes a pack.
One?
Yep.
There's a one pack, one dog pack?
Yep.
Dude, that's not, that has to be incorrect.
I'm also going to click on this because it answers the question, how many cats make a dog?
Depends on how many dogs or how many cats that dog ate.
Cats cannot make dogs no matter how long you breed them.
Yeah, that's true. That's fucking common sense right there, but...
Mm-hmm.
So a pack of dogs can be one dog.
That's what, according to wiki.answers.com.
Okay, so that means the next time someone asks me if I have a pack of camels and I just have one, I'll say yeah. Because a pack is one or more. Like, no, a pack is 20 when it comes to cigarettes. Which I don't buy those anymore still. And if today's the 23rd of April on a Wednesday, which it is, if you're listening on the day that this came out, it's my 2 month mark. 2 months, no smoking.
2 months.
Stopped hacking up as much stuff anymore. But it's, you know, last week we were talking about shit a little bit and we realized how we'd stopped because I was hacking up shit.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be doing that. And
you and your dog equals a pack.
Oh. You and your dog is a pack of dogs? That's just fucking bullshit.
No, just you and your dog is a pack.
A pack.
Because you got a dog and then you got a leader of the pack.
What about a wolf pack? Like on
you and your wolf.
On your favorite movie, Hangover. One, two,
I don't
three.
Even know what you're talking about.
You don't know who the wolf pack is?
Nope.
That's those four dudes that are best friends. They're the wolf pack. That's what they call themselves. But anyway, we're not here to talk about that. I wanted to talk some shit for a little while.
All right.
Because we never do anymore.
All right.
I don't know why shit's getting the fucking bad.
It's getting the shit end of the stick.
Now, I myself have witnessed a person with his pants down around his ankles on right off of the sidewalk on the street in Portland, Oregon.
Uh-huh.
Bum. I'm sure he was a bum or a hobo or whatever you want to call him. Because he looked bummy. He looked bummed out.
Mm-hmm.
And he was shitting. I could see the poop dropping.
Coming out.
Well, I couldn't really.
Dropping?
Yeah, because I was in a car driving
all
by.
Right, yeah.
We were trying to find
but
the
but it already tapered and broken off. Is in mid-fall.
Yeah, I could see poop coming out of his butt, you know. And so I wonder how often people shit in the streets in Portland anymore.
Oh,
if that
is probably more often than you think.
What about Albany? I've never seen a human turd in Brownsville on the streets.
I don't think it happens that often in Albany, but I'm sure it does. There's homeless people here. Where do they shit?
I don't know. But in Mumbai, India, it's a fucking epidemic.
Epidemic
dude,
proportions.
Public defecation
everywhere.
Is out of control. And now India has introduced a new mascot in the hope of persuading people to stop shitting in the streets. Guess what his name is?
Stop Shitting in the Streets.
Oh, you almost got the song. We're going to hear a little bit of it. It's Mr. Pooh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. That's not him. Who's that? That was some punk rock. So this is in India. So this is this weird Chinese-looking dude.
Uh-huh.
Hear that noise? That's obviously a toilet flushing.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of turds. So, where's that coming from?
Sounds like it's coming from the TV. How'd that turn on?
It is the TV. I don't know, dude. That's fucking weird. I thought it was coming through my headphones for a second.
The remote's over there.
That was fucking weird. Okay.
Dude, you know what song I'm getting tired of? Is that goddamn Muppet song.
I see? Oh, I know. A pile of shit staring at me. I step away. No matter where I go, there's no getting away. Take the poo to the loo. So they've already gotten more than 100,000 people to pledge that they will not poop in the streets. More than 620 million people in India do not use a toilet.
I say we write a song to fight back. Shitting in the streets. I step out on the street. What do I smell? Shit that's
stinking to high hell. I hold my breath. I step away. Why is he singing in English? This is India. There's no getting away.
Hello, maybe it's harder to rhyme in India.
Oh, now they're speaking different languages. So half the population is shitting in the street.
That's a lot.
Over 65 million kilos.
Could you imagine?
65 million kilos of poo every day.
Could you imagine if half the people that lived on your street shit out in the yard in the streets?
Dude, I didn't read this whole article before I... 65 million kilos of poop every day. How can that even be a fact? If this poo continues to let loose on us,
well,
there will be no escaping.
Obviously, they'd have to wait it.
There'll be no escaping the stench of the life-threatening infections, diseases, and epidemics on the streets because there's poop everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this guy. Stop pooping in the streets, kids. That's gross.
Would you be cool if half of the people on your neighbor in your neighborhood pooped on the street?
No, it's bad enough when you got to clean up cat poop, right?
Yeah, I do clean up cat poop.
Yeah, I've heard about that. I saw a Facebook post and we talked about it last week. I tried weed eating my lawn and I did find some dog bombs, dog poop.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of human take the
if it was
poo to the
human
loo.
Human poop?
The loo must be the bathroom in India. Take the poo to the loo.
Yeah, in Australia, it's the loo.
Oh.
It's a loo in a lot of places. That's why that song, Skip to My Loo.
I can't believe 65 million kilos of poo every day. Because 28 million children have no toilet facilities at their schools. At their schools.
At their schools.
I gotta go poop. Okay, go to the street. But don't tell Mr. Pooh, because he's trying to get you to go in the toilet.
Dude, check this out, though. On the other side of that super clean here local in Portland.
Okay. What do we
got? A teen got arrested for pissing into the water supply at the reservoir. They flushed 38 million gallons, dude.
Don't
clean it up.
You shouldn't even have got me started, because I'm a little bit pissed off about that. Because check
he claims
this
he just pissed on the wall. You know, the walls that are like...
They said, oh, you could clearly see by the video that he was pushing his middle section forward, and you could clearly see what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my fucking beef.
All right.
Good for opening up this can of worms.
Brought to you by Pizza Now.
Urine.
Beef on your pizza.
Urine is 95 fucking percent water.
Mm-hmm.
So only 3% of that is toxins.
Mm-hmm.
And some people drink their own urine and it's okay. So you're telling me,
mm-hmm.
you know how much a guy can pee? Not very much.
Well, what if he had a disease?
It's going to be in his pee?
Maybe.
No. I think that it's ridiculous.
What if you got a fish penis up there? Penis fish.
And then you drank it?
Mm-hmm.
Probably be good for you. It'd come out your ass. And everything would be okay. No, I didn't think that was a smart thing. I think that a mayor of Portland, Kyle MacLachlan, could have done better.
Who's that guy?
You know, Kyle from Blue Velvet and Twin Peaks.
Blue Velvet.
You don't know who Kyle MacLachlan is?
I know who he is. Is he the mayor of Portland?
He is on Portlandia, but the real mayor of Portland plays his assistant. I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you can't play yourself, but you can play your assistant. Bullshit.
It's like you can't gefilte fish.
Gefilte fish?
You can't. You can tune a gefilte, but you can't get.
Are you speaking Yiddish now?
Can't gefilte fish.
Oh, I got a bang in my gadonkadong. I can't speak.
You can gefilte piano, but you can't gefilte fish.
I don't know what a gefilte fish is. But it sounds like you're speaking Jewish when you say a gefilte fish.
It is a Jewish fish.
So what, you're racist against Jews or fish? Because Jews isn't as a race, really.
I'm not a huge fan of fish. They just die.
Have you ever seen two fish or two Jews race?
Have you ever seen two fish fucking?
No. I don't think they do they?
No, that's my brother.
Have you ever seen two fish fucking? You like chapstick?
Gefilte fish, dude. You know, those salted fish.
Do you like chapstick on your lips?
Gefilte fish is an Ashkenazi Jewish dish. It is a Yiddish word meaning stuffed fish. It's a poached mixture of ground boned fish, such as carp or pike, which is typically eaten as an appetizer, like topped with carrot slices.
Like, cool. Well, if... You know, I think I could do a pretty good Jew if I could have someone write me some Yiddish-infused dialogue.
They're popular on Shabbat and Passover.
Ah, Shabbat. Shalom. I know what you're talking about. Mo money.
Yep. Now, one guy don't roll on Shabbos.
You know how some, like, Jewish, they have, like, the little Jew curls?
Mm-hmm.
And some Amish
Jew curls?
Jew curls. Jewish mm-hmm. curls hairs. They're mm-hmm. the gefilte fish of, mm-hmm. of hairstyles. But, why, I wonder, are the Jews and the Amish the only two that do the curly-haired side, not on top of the sideburns things?
Not sure.
I can't even, I'm still surprised that there's Amish communities that's still, like, out there in Pennsylvania and different places out there.
They got their own mafia, even.
I know, and they've got a bunch of other shows and stuff. I saw a story about some police officers who dressed up as Amish women in order to help track down a perverted man who was exposing himself to children in the community.
Ah.
You might wonder, why would they have to dress? I wonder why they would have to dress up like Amish people.
Because the guy had an Amish fetish.
Oh, and they would stick out like a turd in a punch bowl if they were dressed in layman's clothes.
Mm-hmm.
He saw what they thought were Amish women, and he wouldn't notice that I was a guy. Oh, it was a guy dressed as a Jewish Amish woman.
Those poor Amish man. Now they're getting, you know, now they're going to be all confused.
Yep.
It's going to scar those guys for life.
This police officer is just trying to make himself look good. He says, I wanted to share with you that we will be going to all means possible to try and protect your children. That includes dressing up as an Amish woman. So, you're cross-dressing police officers. Who's the pervert now? Right? Am I right?
Exactly.
Ladies, am I right? So, yeah.
Have you ever stolen a pop refill?
No, but I stole some more cheese the other day.
Dude, you got to stop admitting that on the air.
Why? What are they going to do?
You know, I don't know.
Dude, the statue. It's a little statue for cheese. The mm-hmm. statue of limitations.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a tiny little statue. Where you got a statue?
No, have you ever stolen a pop refill?
When you're not supposed to refill and you get a free refill? Or what, a pop refill? Is that what you call
Sometimes
it?
Sometimes they charge refills for soda.
I don't think I've done it knowingly. I would if I thought I wanted to.
Yeah, then one guy did and he got a fine for $525. Because you didn't pay the 89-cent refill charge.
Did you know if you get caught smoking in the lavatory, the bathroom mm-hmm. of an airplane, $2,000?
Oh, yeah. I believe it.
That's a expensive
Some flight. People would be worth it. It'd just be like, yeah, that's all it costs.
There was this lady doing the opening speech about how to put your flotation devices on and all, but she was like being like a stand-up comedian. She was being hilarious.
Uh-huh.
She's like, so if you feel the need to go into the bathroom and smoke, you will be fined $2,000. And also, we like to welcome everyone, so if you do feel the need to smoke, you can step outside. They're in an airplane flying. You can't do that, but that was the funniest airplane speech I've ever heard in my life.
Did you vote for that one guy on Saturday Night Live for class president?
Which one guy?
Our class treasurer. Who was on that Louis C.K. episode? There was a skit on there where that one guy was running. I can't remember what he said. Oh, he was all talking about, my girlfriend lives over in the other district. She goes to a different school, but if you vote for me, she can go to our school.
Oh,
vote
I think
for
I remember
me,
that.
Craig. See,
I only watched that episode once so far, but I have it on my DVR. I'll have to rewatch it. I vaguely recall it, but I don't have a very clear recollection of it. Have you ever heard of we're going to be going get
some
pizza.
Yes, I have.
I talked about pizza already, but have you ever heard of a margarita pizza?
A margarita pizza with an H in it, yeah.
What is that?
It's a very basic pizza. You got your tomato sauce and your mozzarella, which is usually like in the round slices, like the giant slices.
Why do they call it?
And then you got your tomatoes, like whole slices of tomatoes, and then you got like large leaf basil.
Huh.
That's it. Fresh basil, mozzarella, and tomatoes.
Well, I don't know. We already talked last week. I don't know if Crispy Salmon listens or not, but mm-hmm. I thought he might be interested to know that the winner of the Campionato Mondiale della Pizza World Championship in Parma, Italy, was announced, and it wasn't a local Italian pizza maker that won.
Figaro's.
It was a pizza maker from Australia.
What?
Yeah, Johnny DeFrancesco competed against 600 chefs from 35 countries, and he was able to emerge as world pizza champion.
They're probably pissed about that.
Thanks to his awesome margarita sandwich pizza. Margarita with an H, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Peeled tomatoes, cheese, garlic, olive oil, and salt was all it was. He said it was super exciting. Chris would be excited to win a world pizza competition in Italy, home of the pizza. Especially
home of the pizza.
He's from a different country, you know. So he used Italian imported flour, buffalo, mozzarella, fresh basil. And he said it's great to put Australia.
Is Italy the home of the pizza, though?
It's great to put Australia on the map.
Modern pizza originated in Italy.
You don't have to go to Europe or Italy to get quality pizza. We make world-class products right here in Australia.
A popular urban legend holds that the archetypal pizza that you see today,
yeah,
Pizza Margherita, was invented in 1889 when the Royal Palace of Capodimonte commissioned the Neapolitan pizzaiolo Raphael Esposito to create a pizza in honor of the visiting Queen Margherita.
Trippy.
Of the three different pizzas he created, the queen strongly preferred a pie swathed in the colors of the Italian flag, red, tomato, basil, and mozzarella. Supposedly, this kind of pizza was then named after the queen as Pizza Margherita. Though recently, research cast doubts on this legend.
I heard there was a new movie coming out called Pizza Margherita by M. Night Shyamalan. There's a weird twist at the end where the basil wasn't real the whole time. It was dead basil. So maybe Chris, who knows? He's a pizza maker. He has to have heard of the Pizza Margherita. Maybe he would like to make Pizza Margherita part of his monthly special this year because it took first place in a national pizza competition.
Mm-hmm.
I think people would probably like it. Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah, it's probably like the most classic. If you're in a cooking competition, just wanted to make the most classic dish there is.
Yeah.
But you probably have to nail it if you just went so the simplistic.
Simplistic.
Yep. You know, the best tomatoes are grown in San Marzano. They grow on the plains on Mount Vesuvius, the volcano.
Wow.
And then you use, like, a buffalo mozzarella.
Vesuvius?
Mm-hmm.
I just like to say that sometimes. Vesuvius. Are you Vesuvius? I almost can't believe what you're saying to me. Are you be Vesuvius?
Yep, there are three official variants of pizza. There's the Pizza Margherita, made with the tomatoes, sliced mozzarella, basil, and extra virgin olive oil.
Do you mean margarita with an H?
Or you can get the Pizza Margherita Extra that has...
Extra?
Yeah. That's with the tomato. Your mozzarella's cut a little bit different.
Oh, who cut the cheese?
And then the Pizza Marinara, which is the tomato, garlic, oregano, and oil.
Huh. Well... I had never, to be honest, never heard of Pizza Margherita.
Pizza Margherita.
Which I guess that makes me not very smart when it comes to pizza.
What about a pizza Romana that has tomato, mozzarella, anchovies, oregano, and oil?
And it always talks like it's got a Ray Romano?
Yeah, it does. The anchovies talk to you.
He's all... Yeah, I don't like when I hear my parents have sex because that really bugs me.
What's your favorite frozen pizza?
The only ones I usually ever have is Totino's.
But Totino's?
That's not my favorite, though. I think those ones that claim to taste like a dish or like a delivery. DiGiorno's? Or Tombstone.
Well, those are in a different variety of... the Freschettas and the DiGiorno's are in a different variety, I think, of... than your typical frozen pizza.
Well, there's the two that are usually only available to me besides those are Tony's and Totino's.
Yeah, you don't like the Tony's?
They're all right.
I like the Tony's crispiness.
Yeah.
What about Tombstone?
Not bad.
What would you get on your Tombstone?
be. Here lies Terry Guile.
No, pepperoni.
Oh, I don't want no meat on my tombstone, man. That's gross. Birds would come picking at it. And it would say, born August 25th, 1968. Died in your arms tonight. Must have been something you said.
Just now.
Stole that joke, but it's funny. That's a Kyle Kinaner. He's like, because, you know, I'd be able to give somebody a fucking laugh. And when they're sad in the fucking gravestone, they're walking by and they just happen to see this gravestone that says, died in your arms tonight. And you'd go, it's like, what's so funny? Look, this guy, he put 80s lyrics on his tombstone. That's awesome.
What'd you do on record store day?
I fucking sat and cried because I wanted to go to fucking Skip's World of CDs Skip, and Records.
And
we talked about the record Skips. Skips Records, which you don't want to buy records at Skips because they always skip. Just kidding, they don't. I like to buy records at Skips, and they were having 20% off all fucking records and Skips and CDs. And
Skips, you can just sell them to a DJ, right?
Because
they might not use that section, for example.
Yeah, you just like Skippy. But yeah, I didn't get to go. I just looked around on the internet at what was coming out and what was going on, and I heard that there was a. Did you hear what Jack White's doing?
I heard what he did.
Did he do it?
He died it.
He. Oh yeah, because it's Wednesday now.
He died it.
So he got the world record now for fastest record to pressing to store.
3:55.
3:55. What?
3 hours 55 minutes.
In the store to record
he
to
was,
in the
he
store?
He was selling it out of his record store 3 hours and 55 minutes later.
So he probably has a record press then in his...
He sent it immediately to a local press.
Wow. That's a pretty good good idea.
That was vinyl, by the way. It seems like it would be lot harder.
No, that's why I was so surprised.
You know, because
that's what,
the fastest record release actually probably could be online, really, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's record something right now and put it on the internet.
Well, you could do that anytime.
I know. It'll be like 10 seconds.
But you can't go buy a record that was recorded earlier today very often.
No, not like a vinyl record, no.
Even a CD, dude. You're not going to find a fully packaged CD with a fucking, you know...
It had the song from his new album Lazioriato,
yeah,
or whatever it was that he had on there. It was called Lazaretto.
Okay.
And there on the other side, it was a B side. It was a cover. You want to take a guess what song it was?
One more cup of coffee.
Okay, I'll give you a. Oh. I guess it has these two words in the title, power and love.
Huey Lewis, the
nope.
Power of Love.
Power of My Love by Elvis.
Oh.
You know that song?
I don't.
It's just the power of my love. Oh.
Thank you very much. It's the power. It's the power
of my love, shaking my hips pretty square.
It's the power of my love.
Was the word hip invented because he shook his hips and that was hip?
No. Maybe. I don't know.
That would be weird, wouldn't
hip.
It?
The hip. The word hip was
so
invented
hip.
When the body came out.
That'd be like if something was metal, it'd be like, that's so headbang.
That's so head.
Or that's so head, because you know you shook your head, not your hips.
That's so head.
Dude, I got a list of 30 guitarists picking the greatest guitarists of all time according to them.
I better be on that fucking list.
All right.
Who's them? Who are these people?
This first person is Joe Perry. Who do you think Joe Perry would say?
What? He's the one who's picking him?
Mm-hmm. He's the one that's picking one. He's picking one. Joe Perry picks one.
Jimmy Page.
He picked Angus Young.
Wow, not Malcolm? Well, fuck you, Joe.
He said,
Joe.
One of my favorites is Angus Young. He first saw him when they opened up for Aerosmith in the 70s.
My favorite band is a band that opened for us one time.
Yep.
Just name dropping out there. Yeah, back when AC/DC was open for us, I really liked him. Now he's kind of a dick.
Angus Young, on the other hand, he chose...
Chuck Berry.
Whoa, dude, right on.
Yay, as a guest, wow. But as an educated guest.
Yep. He said, when I was growing up, everyone used to rave about Clapton, saying he was the guitar genius and stuff like that. Well, even on a bad night, Chuck Berry is a lot better than Clapton will ever be.
Wow. Wow.
I know, that's kind of, that's a big statement.
You're going to say, you know, Linkin Park on an Australian accent, because those guys from AC/DC, you can't understand anything they say anyway.
Yep.
Okay.
What about Tom Morello?
Who would he pick?
Mm-hmm.
Jimi Hendrix.
Steve Vai.
Oh, shit. Should have known with the noisy. Yeah. Okay, I got to think harder. Okay. Next. Or unless you got some info, but yeah, I got to think harder.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tom Morello, yeah, from the noisiness, noisy. Yeah, there probably won't be repeats, too, on here. Just for a little sake.
Oh, man. My arm is
what about sore. James Hetfield? Who would he say, you think?
As a joke, I'd say Dave Mustaine, but seriously, folks, I would say that guitarist from the band. I won't know his name, though.
Yeah, you know his name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a dark metal.
Eddie Van Halen.
Nope. Tony Iommi.
Damn it. Go with your gut, Guile. What the fuck's your problem? I was going to say Tony Iommi first. Fuck.
He inspired Jama's Hetfield to want to play heavy.
Good for him. You can't hear much Black Sabbath and Metallica's music, but that's not how you have to judge it.
Yep, he also had a lot of admiration for Malcolm and Rudy Schenker.
Yeah.
What about Eddie Van Halen?
Who did he like?
Yep.
Richie Blackmore.
Nope, he liked the opposite of that other guy. He liked Eric Clapton.
Oh.
He knew every note that he played.
Well, you don't hear a lot of Eric Clapton and Van Halen's work either, so keep your head up, Terry. You're doing terrible.
What about Ted Nugent? Who would he pick? Some guy named Jimmy McCarty.
Oh, I know Jim McCarty. He played in a band called The Rockets for a while.
Did he?
Yeah, I have a record that I would listen to sometimes called No Ballads, but it's funny because there are ballads on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jimmy McCarty.
He played a Gibson Birdland through a Fender Twin.
Yeah, much like Ted Nugent.
Mm-hmm.
He stole that shit right from him.
Steve Van Zandt. He picked a guy.
That's Little Steven from fucking Sopranos.
Yep.
Okay, Little Steven, he picked Carlos Vanjojos.
Nope, close.
I know.
Keith Richards.
Carlos Van Keith Richards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. He kind of looks like him now, fat.
Mm-hmm. And you see a bandana guy.
Yeah, he is.
Aren't all Van Zandt's bandana people?
Yeah, it rhymes with bandana. Stevie Van Zandt with his bandana.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Phil Collin, you know that guy?
Yeah, from Def Leppard.
Mm-hmm.
Who did he like?
Somebody that you already mentioned, I think.
Richie Blackmore?
Yep.
Yeah, because they're English lads and blokes.
Yep, okay. Yep. What about Zach Wilde? Do you think he'd pick anybody?
He'd pick himself because he's so fucking self-centered. No, I think
he'd pick two guitarists from one band.
Oh. Angus and Malcolm.
Nope. Glenn and KK.
Oh, Judas Priest.
Yep. Yep. Good he says job. That without those guys, metal would be different today.
That's probably true. But it's weird, man. Their first couple albums are fucking weird, dude. It's not what they became, but it's still good. And it's innovative, but it's trippy listening to old Judas Priest for me. Lack of a lot of distortion on their guitar. And just a lot of singing and some piano and just, it's trippy, dude. It's trippy. Check it out. All right, what else we got here?
Joe Satriani. He picked Jimmy.
Jimmy Page or Hendrix?
Yep.
Oh,
Steve Vai.
Picked Joe Satriani.
Nope.
Frank Zappa.
Nope.
All right, I give up.
Brian May. From Queen.
He may. He may not. Brian May pick. Who would Brian May pick, I wonder?
I don't know. Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Jason Becker.
Dude, I just told a story to someone about Jason Becker who had never heard about Jason Becker because he's now...
Jason Becker?
He's a shredder who was going to play for David Lee Roth right before he had this debilitating disease come over, and now he's like in a wheelchair and he can't move. And now he communicates with his father through a series of blinks to write music.
Weird.
Yeah, they devised an alphabet of blinks, and he spells out words and stuff with blinks. And then his dad writes, yeah, that's trippy, dude. Two blinks, one blink. What, 26 blinks?
Weird for a solo.
26 blinks. I'm playing music with my eyes. 26 blinks is a Z. Oh, man, that takes a long time for a Z.
That is crazy.
No, but he's an awesome shredder. But what about they asked him who he liked?
Yeah.
He'd probably say Steve Vai.
Nope, close. Marty Fried Corn Dog.
Oh, Corn Doggy. Yeah, we like Marty Fried Corn Dog.
Yep.
You know, they got some pretty big shredders, and they keep adding them to the list. They're out the Guitars Under the Stars. They added Tony McAlpine.
Wow.
Along with Bruce Boulay. Do you know Bruce Boulay? I just know the name.
This guy, his biggest, this guy was the biggest influence on Slash without Slash even knowing it.
Jimi Hendrix.
Nope.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
No, it starts with a Mick.
Cock Knockerson.
Starts with a Mick.
Mick Taylor.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
From the Rolling Stones.
Yep.
He was the guy who replaced Brian Jones, who we just talked about last week in that movie called Stoned with Head to Governor.
He was big on the Sticky Fingers album, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, that's when he right around there came in, Let It Bleed, Sticky Fingers.
Beggar's Banquet.
Yeah.
I like Sticky Fingers. They had some good tracks on there.
Yeah. Brown Sucre.
Mm-hmm.
How come you taste so good? What's a fucking stupid question, though? Why wouldn't sugar taste good?
I know. I saw Flames eating some oatmeal with his brown sugar the other day.
Did you ask him? Brown sugar! How come it tastes so good? He's like, well, because it's sweet and it comes from a sugar cane plant, and that's fucking what it tastes like. Mm-hmm. That's like you said, well... This guy, you didn't say we were talking about something that's so literal. You just got to take it one day at a time.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, because that's how.
One day at a time.
Just taking it day by day.
Get a Schneider in there.
Like if you're having a bad period in your life, you know, if things are going shitty and someone asks you, you're like, yeah, I'm just taking it one day at a time, man.
Yep.
Like, yeah, because that's how fucking time works. It doesn't matter if you're having a shitty day or not. That's how one day comes after the next. We were talking about something a couple weeks ago, and you made a point about something, but I can't remember it right now, so I had to do the other guy's version of it. But I can't remember shit sometimes.
Did you hear they sold Google glasses for one day last week?
No.
For $1,500 a pair?
I was hoping that Phil would remake his Drosera song that's called Goofy Glass and change it into Google Glass. It's fucking making me look like a nerd. The White House has decided not to deport Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
They actually officially responded to the petition.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, so you don't have to worry about that. Justin's sticking around.
Who do you think Dweezil Zappa chose as his guitarist?
He better have picked his dad.
He did.
Okay, thanks, Dweez.
He said, I was never intimidated by my father's technique.
Mm-mm. I was intimidated by his guitar player, Steve Vai, who taught me lots of stuff that he knew. He did teach him a lot.
He said he couldn't grasp a lot of the musical stuff because it was too sophisticated for him at a young age. He'd show me inversions of chords and composition devices, moving triads around the neck and stuff. It sounded neat, but I didn't always understand what was happening musically.
Aw, man. You like Debbie Gibson, right?
Debbie Gibson, high on you.
Don't we talk about her sometimes?
Yeah, sure. She's an actress now in those one kind of movies like Mega Tornado or whatever those movies are. Mega Shark.
Yeah.
Hurricane. Sharkicane.
Well, are you sitting down?
Sharkicane.
You sitting down? You might want to stand
Sharkicane.
Up.
Sharkicane.
If you're sitting down, you might want to stand up for this news.
All right.
She has Lyme disease.
What?
Debbie Gibson has Lyme disease.
Too many Coronas.
Yeah, it's fat and protein. She said no matter how much she ate, she couldn't gain weight. It's because she's got Lyme disease. Did you know that fucking Dolly Parton is Miley Cyrus's godmother?
Who?
Dolly Parton, you know that big titty?
I did not know that.
Well, she is.
That kind of makes sense.
She's concerned about Miley's antics overshadowing her talent.
Hmm.
Have you heard any new Miley Cyrus antics lately?
Yeah.
What
did
she? I don't think I heard.
No, she canceled a couple shows because she was sick, and then people said that she was sick because her dog died.
Oh, here's a thing that says she made headlines recently for admitted drug use, lip smacking with the ladies, licking hammers, and generally not wearing a whole heck of a lot of clothes. Hmm. What's licking hammers? Is that like
licking hammers?
Yeah, is that giving head? The dick sucking?
I think that's just licking hammers, like metal.
Why would you lick hammers?
She's licking everything, dude. She just walks around with her tongue out and fucking... She probably had a photo shoot where she licked hammers or something. They're referring to that.
So her current...
She had that where she was licking that ball, that wrecking ball.
Oh. So her current campaign is to murder Hannah Montana in order for people to accept her for who she really is, which is a slutty hammer-licking bitch.
Because this is a chick, 21, dumb, loaded with money.
Having a lot of
fun. That's what happens.
Yeah.
You know Mick Mars, he likes Alvin Lee.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Alvin Lee was pretty cool. I'm going home.
Yep. Was he in 10 years after?
Yeah. And before, too.
Mick Mars said sometimes he feels he should have been true to himself and as a guitar player and stuck with the blues.
Oh, man.
That's probably when Vince Neil's off racing or something. Or
well,
when he can't stand up straight.
You know, when they started being able to do a little bit more what they wanted to because they had gained popularity, that's mm-hmm. when they started introducing more like slide guitar into like, you know, Theater of Pain and Dr. Feelgood, Girls, mm-hmm. Girls, Girls. I heard a story about when they were recording the CD Girls, 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 Stevie Nicks was in the studio right next to them recording her solo album.
Mm-hmm.
And she had this assistant that was always with her, and he always followed her around. He even followed her in the bathroom. And they got to wondering why this guy always went to the bathroom with her. So they finally got up the nerve to ask him. And he said, well, don't tell anybody, but she has me put a straw up her ass and blow coke up her ass. Now, I've heard a rumor about a coke ass story,
mm-hmm.
Coke up the ass story from Stevie Nicks, but I never found it, didn't search it out, never read it, never heard it. I just heard that Stevie Nicks used to like to put coke up her ass. Well, apparently, yeah. She had an assistant that would go to the bathroom with her and stick a straw up her butt and then blow coke up there in between sessions at the studio when she was recording her solo album in 1988. So, yeah, apparently it's like a heroin suppository or anything else, you know. You stick it up your butt. Her nose
Yeah, but
probably,
to have somebody else blow it up there, though.
Well, you can't blow it. How could you? You'd have to be a long straw. I guess you could blow it with a really, like, a crazy straw.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to link a bunch of crazy straws together.
Just think how much coke you could fit in a crazy straw.
That'd be a lot.
It would be. And, you know, I could imagine if you're doing a lot of coke and you don't want to shoot up because you got to show your arms.
Or herbal coke.
And if you're snorting it, your nose gets plugged up and then you get a deviated septum. Mm-hmm. So you'd rather have a deviated rectum, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a deviated rectum?
No. I don't think they fix those at the smile train.
Yeah, the smile train.
That's where you go to help people with their things.
Do you suffer from
They do that. The podcast does that yearly. They do a thing.
But
some
they don't.
Deal where they, for like every $25 they raise, they fix a kid with a deviated septum.
Well, they should
so
be.
You couldn't do that with a deviated rectum. I think it'd be a lot more expensive.
Well, what's weird is the rectum's supposed to only have one hole, and to be deviated, you have to have two.
Yeah,
so if you're born with two assholes and you have a deviated rectum, call our sponsor today, deviatedrectums.com. They will help you get your ass together.
You ever been big on insects? Did you ever have an insect collection?
I don't like
stuck
that.
Pins in insects and stuck them to a thing that you look through?
Don't like having sex with
Did
my
you
family.
Ever have a microphone? I mean a microscope?
I don't like have sex with my family, dude.
Did you ever have a microscope?
To watch myself have sex with my family?
No.
Why would you look at incest under a mic? Why would you look at incest under a microscope? Yeah, that's what my uncle told me. He was collecting incest. Dude, when he was a kid, he used to collect incest and look at them under a microphone.
You have any science music?
Under a microphone.
You know, there are four species of flea-sized insects. These insects are really small, dude. From the genus Nitrogla.
Are those little spiders that live fucking
your
face?
Nope, they found these in Brazilian caves. And they have sex for 40 to 70 hours at a time.
Damn.
In that time, the female inserts her gynosome into the male's phallosome and receives the sperm from the female.
Gynosome?
Mm-hmm. Gynosome.
That's ginormosome.
Yep. The female's gynosome has a spiky spines that link the pair together that are so strong, scientists who tried to pull them apart rip the abdomens out of the male.
Holy shit. That reminds me of a female hyena. 7-inch clitoris.
Yep, the females are also able to grab and force the males to copulate.
Weird.
They are less than 4 millimeters long, but their gynosome is up to 0.5 millimeter long. But the females have the penis and the males have the vagina in these insects.
Why don't they just say that the one with the penis is the male?
You know what? That's a very good point.
Because they got all the male shit. They're like, well, this is actually a female, but it just has all the male parts.
How did Flames get outside?
He went out the back, Jack.
Has he been out there the whole time?
Yeah. He comes in every once. Didn't you see him come in when I was talking about Stevie Nicks' coke butt?
No.
Oh, he was right behind you when we were talking about blowing coke up the ass.
What is going on?
He was getting a good giggle out of it. He was going.
Are you serious? I don't know if you're screwing with me because I don't know.
No, I'm serious. You know how he does that? You know how he does that silent laugh? Mm-hmm. Where he doesn't make any noise, but he looks like he's laughing. Mm-hmm. That's what he was doing. I said, yeah. And so she'd stick the coke up her butt, and he's like doing this. He's a bit of a wheezer when he likes to laugh. Now, I look at headlines a lot, and this one, I don't want to read the story, but if they just accidentally put a comma in here, it
Do
would it. Be screwed. The headline reads, Dog Fingered.
Oh.
As culprit after 6 months of tire slashing in England.
He should be fingered.
No, so they thought someone was slashing. They thought a yob.
Slashing your tires.
They thought there was a yob out slashing tires in England.
That's weird.
And it happened to be a dog biting the tire. And so they fingered him.
Finger, finger.
That's what they do to dogs in England when they find out that you've been biting
tires. I hope
they
use peanut butter.
Nope. He licked it off first. It just had dog saliva and they fucking fingered him. In Paradise Island.
Do you watch the MTV Music Awards with Conan the Librarian?
No, I would want to.
Conan the O'Brien.
It already happened?
I think so, yeah.
Then I haven't watched. I didn't. I missed it. And I didn't.
What do you think won for best movie?
MTV movies? Or voted on by MTV viewers.
Something like that.
Best MTV movie?
Yes.
16 and Pregnant. No, I'm just kidding. The Wolf of Coke Ass, Wall Street.
Close.
12 Slaves in a Year.
No, Hunger Games.
Oh, two? Catching Fire?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she won for female, and he won for male. And the best breakthrough artist... actor was
Kevin Hart.
No, that one kid from Where the Millers.
Oh. I don't know who that is.
The kid from Where the Millers. Well, remember, you saw that movie, right?
Oh, the movie. Okay, I got confused for a second because there's a series called
The Millers.
Yeah. Okay.
The Millers kid.
Okay.
When he got the best kiss when he was kissing with Jennifer Aniston and Emma Roberts in that scene.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Best comedic role in a movie? MTV Award? Jonah Hill for Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, that's comedic?
I guess.
So that was a drama. I thought you were going to say...
No, I think he played a comedic role in that movie.
I thought you were going to say 22 Jump Street, but that hasn't came out yet. Did you know that's coming out? 22 Jump Street with Ice Cube and fucking Channing Tatum.
Come on.
It is. It's coming out.
You know, did you watch that movie, Oz Great and Powerful?
No.
Milo Kunis was the best villain in that movie.
It's pronounced Kuntis.
Oh, Kuntis. Milo Kuntis.
Oh, Milos Kuntis.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen Milos Kuntis?
Best musical moment. You saw it at the end of This Is the End when they go to heaven. That was best musical moment of the year in movies.
I think I might have missed the end. I'll watch the end. If it got the best musical moment.
How can you watch This Is the End without seeing the final very end?
Because I like that sometimes. I'll invest a lot of time into a movie and then I'll decide, you know what? This movie isn't worth finishing. It's like when you're fucking a bitch and she thinks it's going real good and then you don't come. They really take offense to that.
The best on-screen duo.
Ice Cube and Kevin Hart.
Close, dude. Very close.
Okay, let me second guess.
It's in a movie about cars.
Oh. Aaron Paul and John Paul Jones.
Close.
No, I don't know.
Vin Diesel and Paul Walker.
Oh, I heard that they CGI'd him into some of the scenes because he was dead.
Now I heard they have his brothers helping film it.
It could be.
They're going to help him film the rest of his scenes for the Fast and the Furious 7, 8, 9, 10, and what? Ocean's 14.
God damn it. Could they just fucking kill it after already? Jesus fucking Christ, I'm glad you're kidding. I hope you're kidding.
Doctors have found that many vegetarians actually show signs of brain activity. Whoops, I mean... people and vegetative people, not vegetarians. People in a vegetative state may actually show signs of brain activity. I don't have any reports on whether vegetarians show brain activity or not.
So my teachers used to always trip out when I was a little kid in school, and they'd ask me what I want to be when I grew up, and I'd say I wanted to be a Vietnam vet.
Oh, I thought you were going to say...
I want to be a Vietnam vet. And they're like, you can't because the Vietnam War is over. And I said, no, I want to be a veterinarian in Vietnam. I want to take care of little...
I thought you were going to say you wanted to be a vegetable.
When I grew up, I wanted to be a vegetable. We have no responsibilities. You get a food through a tube. You just get a piss in a bucket. You just shit your pants. People clean your ass. It's all good. Vegetable life is the best. And I don't like to eat them either. I hate vegetables. My uncle was a vegetable. He used to make me eat him. That just scarred me. That's a good one there. People ask me why I don't like vegetables. Well, because my uncle was a vegetable when I was a child, and he used to make me eat. Wait, my aunt was a vegetable as a child, and she used to make me eat her out. She was comatose. Comatose. You got the cutest little comatose. Have you ever seen somebody's toes that are in a coma? His foot was
just
in
the
a
toes.
It was called a foot
coma.
He's like, I'm total. You've heard of a food coma. Well, this is called a foot coma. It's called comatose.
You know Paul Walker isn't dead? He's coming out with another movie.
Yeah, him and Snoop Dogg. Or, I mean, wait, Snoop's not dead.
Brick Mansion.
Him and Tupac.
Hey, would you watch a movie about a brick mansion?
Not if it had Paul Cocker in it. I heard Paul Walker was in a new movie with Brittany Murphy. They just made it last week. From outtakes of other movies. They just clipped them together. Made it into a... Hey, did you hear there's this lady from Portland who's suing Walmart?
Why?
Because she bought this dandruff shampoo and after
and it didn't work. Per no, plus.
When she washed her hair, it became irreparably entangled and she couldn't get it untangled and she had to cut it off.
So?
So she sued them because she had hair...
Why she suing for the Viagra back?
She had hair to her waist and she had to cut it off short. Now, I don't believe that there's any way that you can just wash your hair and it become irreparably entangled.
You'd have to do something.
You can comb that shit out.
Happen?
Now, I don't think that she has any chance of winning, but winning. She bought a bottle of Equate Everyday Clean Dandruff Shampoo, which Equate is the Walmart, you know, brand.
Mm-hmm. Equate? Oh, okay, yeah.
Equate brand, yeah.
Because it's equatable.
Yeah. She was not able to remove the knots, and as a result, she had to cut a large portion of her hair from the top and the back of her head. And she was devastated. She's only got 4 inches left.
Wow.
So she's seeking $10,000 for past, present, future physical and emotional pain and suffering, anxiety, humiliation, embarrassment, expenses, and replacement hair, along with diminished and lost wages, as well as the loss of life's pleasures and activities.
10,000.
She can't go out and do stuff because she has no hair now?
Now, with a fucking laundry list of fucking things like that, that's way more than $10,000. Past, present, future, physical, emotional, pain and suffering, anxiety, humiliation, embarrassment, expenses for replacement hair, and diminished lost wages.
She only wants
10,000? And loss of life's pleasures and activities. That's priceless. She's not going to get it. They're gonna...
That's all she's seeking, though, is 10,000?
Yeah.
I'd just fucking give it to her. It's not that much for them, is it, for Walmart?
No, but that's why you don't work for Walmart. She's also naming the shampoo maker Vijon as a defendant.
Vijon!
That's V-I-J-O-N.
Vijon Saloon.
Dijon Mustard. It's Vijon Shampoo. No, it's V-I-J-O-N. Could be Vijon. Vijana. Vagina.
Vijana. Vijana.
You don't have any guns, do you?
Nope.
Good. Give me all your money.
Ah!
You've shotguns, though, went hunting and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Your parents ever take you to a shooting, indoor shooting range?
No, I've never been to an indoor shooting range, but I've been to archery ranges, and I've gone to archery competitions.
Right on. Well, Oklahoma City is proud to announce that they're the first in history to have an indoor gun range that serves alcohol. So you can go in and go to the bar and then go shoot.
Well, you guys had that in Brownsville.
Well, liquor store, and you can buy a gun, but you couldn't go in there and shoot it while you were drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jesus, that sounds a little bit ridiculous to me.
Hmm.
Gun ranges in California and Texas have already been granted rights to serve alcohol in their indoor gun ranges. But the rule says you can shoot first, then drink. Ask questions later.
Shoot first, then drink. That's a country song.
Ask questions later.
Hmm.
But I just think that now that I see that, I guess, whatever. But why would you want to? Why? I don't understand. Let's go shoot some guns and drink some alcohol and then drive home. I'm going to Oklahoma to do it. My wife's cousins live out there in Oklahoma. I'm sure they're drinking and shooting shit up, listening to some Kid Rock, some Nickelback, Seether.
There's this website out here. You can send in your song parodies.
Oh, really? We're going to be working on some song parodies. We might be able to even air
such
some of them
as,
for you.
Such as Macaroni Man's parody of E.T. by Katy Perry called Illegal Immigrant.
Ah, Illegal Immigrant.
Or Gave Our Son a Bad Name.
Gay Bar?
Yep, Gay Bar. That would be a bad name for someone. If someone named their elephant Baybar.
Babar. Is it Baybar or Babar?
It's one of the two.
It's two A's, which is always weird to pronounce. Is it Babar? It's the elephant that has a named by a sheep. Babar. Hey, you know, today, this day in history, 30 years ago today, AIDS virus was identified officially.
What?
Yep. 30 years ago. So only people have only have AIDS for 30 years. And today I'd like to wish a special happy birthday to my little niece, Tara Parks. I think she's like 21 or something today. I don't know. Maybe 19, 20.
Happy birthday.
Maybe she's only 20. I don't know. But happy birthday, Tara. I'm going to tag you in this episode so you listen to it. And you had to listen almost till the end. But happy birthday to you. And I'm glad you don't have AIDS because it came out on your birthday 30 years ago.
Yeah, that would be weird. If it came out on the same day.
She came out on the same day as AIDS.
Happy 30th birthday, AIDS.
Yeah, AIDS is 30 today. My daughter yesterday said to me, she goes, well, you don't have really anything to worry about, do you? And I go, no, not except for AIDS. And she's like, well, how old do you want to be? And I said, not age, AIDS. And she goes, you don't have AIDS, do you? And I said, oh, yeah, I've had AIDS for a couple years. And she goes, what? I go, yeah. She goes, well, thanks. My mom's going to die now. And I said, well, no. Well, she does. I'm just going to keep on infecting the world with my fucking AIDS. That's a weird thing to say to your daughter. Okay, I got AIDS. Today, in Hans's CD player. He's listening to some good old Swedish death metal. It might not be old, because I don't know what year this album came out, but he's listening to Hypocrisy. Oh, yeah. The album's called Virus. Good choice, Hans. Peter Tackerton. He has a last name I can't pronounce, but
you don't think he's hypocritical for listening to that album?
Yeah, but I think if he's listening to it on his computer, he might get a virus.
Oh!
Hi-o. I broke out some purple vinyl.
Deep Purple.
No, the vinyl's purple.
Purple, purple.
The album is Napalm Death, Purple Rain.
Purple People Eater.
You didn't know Napalm Death did a Prince album, did you?
Nope.
They did the whole Purple Rain album.
Wow.
That's a lie. It's called Order of the Leech.
It's not a lie as Forrest Gump on all the time.
Yeah, have you seen...
Cloris Leachman.
Have you seen the porno, Forrest Hump?
No.
Fuck, Forrest, fuck. He's just fucking with fucking braces on his penis.
I was listening to Rocky Smobinson and the Disasters. I suck at that emotion.
I suck at that emotion. Old Smokey, Mokey... Rocky Smobinson. That's hard to say.
It is.
So, yeah, I was listening to the Napalm Death Order of the Leech on purple vinyl. Mm-hmm. And he was listening to Mokey Smobinson. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, my stomach's starting to grumble a little bit. We're getting ready to go get us some more pizza now. And then we're going to have pizza later, too. Can't wait. Can you wait?
Oh, man, I love pizza now.
I know. I know. You don't have to tell me. You have to tell them. Crispy Salmon, proprietor. I wish you could make a crispy salmon pizza. Like, it's the namesake of the proprietor. Named a pizza after I made a little pizza. Named it after myself. Goes a little something like this. Crispy salmon pizza, pizza, pizza. If you're looking for crispy salmon... He's ready when you are.
Dude, I love pizza now. You know what I love is that porcupine. They got good barbecue sauce.
Should we try one of those today? Porcupine?
Sure.
We'll eat the porcupine today. You gotta watch out for the quills. I say no quills, please.
Yeah.
Hold the quills. Quill
Hold
pickles.
Hold the quills and the onions.
Sometimes they come with quill pickles
no
on them.
No quills, no onions.
Pickled quills.
Pickled quills.
Pickled quills. I'm going to get me some pickled quills. Pickled quills. Pickled quills. I'm going to get me some pickled quills. That reminds me of Shish. There's a song called Shish.
There's a song called Pickled Quills.
There is now. There's a song called Shepherd's Pie.
From Shepherd's Pie?
Yeah, off the Desert Sessions. And it's all Shepherd's Pie, Shepherd's Pie. I'm going to get me some Shepherd's Pie, Shepherd's Pie, Shepherd's Pie. I'm going to get... And so it's Pickled Quills, Pickled Quills. I'm going to get me some Pickled Quills. God damn it, Ozzy, shut the fuck up. I turned you off 5 minutes ago. I thought I was done hearing him sing, but apparently I'm stupid. Hey, Hans, thanks for listening, buddy. I'm glad that you're still... He sent us a message the other day wondering if we were actually going to record on 420 Zombie Jesus Day.
Heck yeah!
We don't take breaks and shit. We're fucking... We're true blue. I wonder where that saying came from. I'm true blue. I restarted.
True Blue is that Debbie Gibson again, isn't it?
No, I don't know.
The Electric Blue.
I started over Breaking Bad, episode one, just for fun, and now I think I'm addicted to it again.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I was trying to knock up a little Dexter the other day, but that didn't work out.
You got to fuck him in the ass to knock him up.
I'm watching 4400. Where are you going on?
Yeah, I don't know. I should have been watching that, and I started watching Breaking Bad instead. All right, you guys.
Call
thanks.
Me the Wookiee Man.
That's what I am.
They call me the Orkin Man.
I come to kill your bugs. All right, you guys, stay tuned for Friday. We might have some songs for you. Parody style. Have a good hump day. We're going to go get pizza now. Go to our website, tagcastpodcast.com. Click on the links, all of them at once. Go to terryguile.com, too. I still get about 300 to 500 visits a month. So thanks you guys for checking that out. Appreciate it. Got some shows coming up. Don't forget to go to the fucking Denny's comedy show this Friday night.
Do it.
All right. See you guys Friday.
Rock on.
And metal. I was doing that. I got that nice. All right. Are you ready for plugs? This is going to be a 2-week plug. So if there's shows next week that already happened, just pretend like you didn't hear it. That's the way it rolls around here. We're going to give you some open mics to go tell jokes at every other Monday at Taylor's, 13th and Kincaid in Eugene, right on campus there. It's the Donk Gong Comedy Show. You tell jokes and they might gong you. It's fun. It's good for your character. It starts at 9 o'clock. The sign-ups are 9. The show starts shortly after that. Every Tuesday in Salem at the Capital City Theater, Jared Richard hosts their open mic there. It's a great room. And there's usually a good turnout, and people are there to laugh, so it's fun. Tiny Tavern, open mic every Wednesday, which I hit up last week, and that was a good time. That's at 4th and Blair, 394 Blair Boulevard in Eugene. Sign-ups at 9:30. The Green Room, every Thursday, 710 Willamette in Eugene, 8 p.m. sign-up time. It usually starts before 9, depending on what's going on down there afterwards. That's right inside Doc's Pad across from the Holt Center. And every Friday at the Cush Cafe, 1235 Railroad Boulevard, Mac Chase hosts an open mic there. 9:30 signups, and I heard you can smoke weed in there, so that's awesome. Should go do that. Let's see. April 21st, Doug Benson's coming to the Wow Hall for the 4th annual 420 show, but it's a day late because he's always really stoned, I guess. I don't know. He'll be in Portland on the 20th at Helium. I guess that's the deal. But yeah, go see Doug Benson. And then on the 25th of April, it's the Grand Slam Comedy Show. You know what that is? Let me translate that for you. It's the Grand Slam Comedy Show number 6 with Alex Elkin. That's Eugene's best comedian of 2013, crowned by the Eugene Weekly. And he also is the host of the Brickwall Comedy Show on 1450 All Comedy AM. He'll be headlining that show down there at Denny's, right off the freeway there. 233 is the exit. And I'll be doing a set. Jason Eifler will be doing a set as well. We got some music shows coming to the area, as always. 420, it's Dillinger Escape Plan at the Hawthorne Theater. They've kind of went a direction that I don't care for, but you might like them. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Nether Regions, our friend Joseph Wickstrom will be playing with his band Nether Regions at the Tonic Lounge on April 22nd with Taurus. I wonder if that's Billy Sheehan's band. April 24th, Anvil is coming to Portland with Cemetery Lust and Spellcaster at the Hawthorne Theater, $13 and $15. And here's my favorite show of the upcoming shows. Stumpfest, April 24th through 26th at Mississippi Studios in Portland. Thursday has Trans Am and Federation X and Life Coach. Friday night's a great night with Red Fang, Lord Dying, Norska, and Black Pussy. And then Saturday, the crowning jewel of the evenings with Yob, Black Cobra, Diesto, and Drunk Dad. $15 a night for advance tickets or $17 at the door. You can get a 3-day pass for $35, but those are going quickly, so pick them up while you can. Mastodon and Gajira at the Roseland, April 29th. Tickets are $25 in advance, $40 at the door. So save $15 by buying your tickets early. Pat Travers Band at the Tonic Lounge, May 2nd. Fu Manchu at Dante's on the 3rd. $15 for that. And also Nile will be playing May 3rd. If you're not into stoner rock, go to the Death Metal Show at the Hawthorne Theater, playing with World of Lies and Seasons of Suffering. $13.50 in advance, $15 at the door. Kevin Seconds, formerly of the punk band 7 Seconds, is doing a solo tour. He'll be at the Hawthorne Theater on May 22nd with Steve Nobles and Matt Danger. $10 in advance and at the door. That's the way it should be. Same price both times. I hate that fucking advance bullshit. Don't get me started. May 24th, The Victims of Internal Decay returns to Portland after 18 years with World of Lies, Spawn, Hyborian Rage, and War Crank at the Ash Street Saloon. Tickets are $5 in advance, $7 at the door. I hate that shit. I didn't make that up. May 28th, Black Flag is coming to the Hawthorne Theater. $20 in advance, $25 at the door. June 6th, it's Alvin Palooza number 3 at the Lebanon Elks Lodge with Victims of Internal Decay, Splintered Throne, Summer Soundtrack, and about 4 or 5 other bands, I think. I'm not sure. Still putting together the lineup on that one. And June 18th, it's King Buzzo of the Melvins doing his solo thing at the Hawthorne Theater. $12 in advance, $15 at the door. There's more shows. I'm forgetting about some, but I don't care. And you guys got to listen to these same ones for 2 weeks, so whatever. Just think how many new shows there will be, though, when I come back to do plugs in 2 weeks. All right, you guys, thanks for listening. Go back to tagcastpodcast.com. Click on that donate icon. Give us some money. We need it. God knows it. And also, maybe do some shopping. Just click on the Amazon button there on the left and it takes you to Amazon.com. You can do some shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and we get a little bit of money. So thank you guys for your support, and we'll see you around the bend.